the collector's public invitation, posted for all to hear. Spoken by Elswith. This is an invitation of sorts. It is open to just about anyone. Open to you because you're hearing me right now. In this session that I'm making public, I'm doing it so that you can hear what it is that almost everyone receives an open invitation to. You can accept it if you like, or you can decline. I won't force anything upon you. Not without being invited. And then in the next session, you will be relaxed, taken deep, made to feel close, wonderful, warm, close, and give an idea of what it means to be bound to me. You will be invited to help me create a unique way for us to be tethered together, bound together, fastened together with cords that can be as delicate as spider webs, or perhaps even a single strand of my long hair twined around your wrist, or for those of you that long and need something different yet equally delightful to your mistress. You can have those heavy, heavy chains draped around your shoulders and down, back, crossing along your lower back and back to the front. The end of one link locked together with another link, and a single long, heavy, thick chain dragging behind. Sure, that's another way of a tether. Whatever imaginative mental tether that you decide to envision, this tether that we are creating with this unique, only to you, trigger, is fine. It's okay. It may even change from day to day or hour to hour, but let's see if you're ready to take on this trigger. It will be made only for you. Let's see if you're ready to be bound to me. Do not accept this trigger unless you are willing to do the actual work. You will be required to message me privately, and I will tell you what I require of you. It will involve creating either on paper or digitally an image for me. Don't worry. No real artistic talent required. Only devotion. Wholehearted devotion, and before you make that decision, you will obviously have a full introduction to Elswith, a full introduction to show the wonderful spectrum of things that I love. Many already know my limits or things I'm not quite into. But I do outline my interests, my desires. Sure, not all of them need to be yours. I do understand that each relationship is unique. But I also understand that you need to know more about me before you take this next step. Because this isn't your average collar ring. This isn't your average words of devotion. This requires action on your part, acceptance, full and willing participation to be sealed, bound to me. Don't take it lightly. Be sure that you're ready if you want to know more. Go on and you can listen to the next session. That one is titled The Collector's Private Invitation to the 50 Followers. This is my cult. My collection. Because make no mistake, I am a collector. I am so many good things to so many people, and those things I do for them range from affirmations for getting through university to taking away all pleasure when their hand strays in the wrong place. I give because I enjoy giving. I give pain because I know some need to feel intense sensations. Given by someone they can trust completely. I make them cry because they know they can in front of me. Whether it's through regressions or other sessions or just play full of colorful wax from candles. They know that they can allow me to shatter them and put them back together in the most perfect ways. I give humiliation, degradation, which often leads to the realization that humiliation is completely misplaced. And I love that. I love when someone thinks that the outfits I put them in is meant to make them feel bad. And instead realize that it's made their mistress feel very, very good. And I love the way they're dressed, and I love that they allow me to dress them in any way that feels right. See, sure, you can have those acts meant to degrade you. That's fine. Sometimes feeling that edge and walking along it, that's fine. But you're not allowed to take those things that I enjoy so much and twist them. I'm the one that does the twisting. So, I love when the act meant to degrade someone turns into their way of showing off for me, delighted by what they can wear, the toys they can use, the things they can say, the things they can achieve. I am doing this as early access for my followers because they always deserve my attention first, due to the wonderful things they do for me. Oh, no. Not Findom, please, not that. I mean the good morning notes, the sweet dreams messages, the endless check-ins about their day or my day, letting me know how I've improved their thinking so they can improve their life, the pictures taken while on holiday or cycle rides, the pictures of drawings, the pictures of them in wonderful poses. My bronze Davids, my men on their knees. Pictures of cups of tea from a delightful game they shared with me, knowing that their empress, their goddess, loves these gifts. I often get offered money, which is such an easy, simple, and for some, quite trivial gift. I'm not one that you buy. I am one that you serve. I don't want the cash. It may not even make a dent in that bank balance of yours. I want you. I want you to step out of that bubble that you've stayed in and yet claim you're being submissive and obedient, while only doing those things you want to do anyway. That's not giving, that's taking, that's cherry-picking what you're willing to do because, even without a mistress, you do it anyway. So toss your money at someone willing to be topped by the bottom and do whatever it is that you instruct them to do, but if you wish to serve me, you will be pushed. You will have accountability. You will give and give and give, and you will give your thoughts, you will give your feelings, you will give your time, you will give your talents, you will give me, in addition to my harem, to my collection of amazing followers, which has grown to not only be men, but also women who click with me and delight me with their essence. These women who bravely trudged through the gender-specific and still found me, and still gave those words to me that would make me know that our inner selves can find inner worlds to share. I love that. We've grown so much together, we've created and continue to create. So yes, this offer, it is being given to those who choose to show their devotion, their accountability, by always being accessible to me through Patreon or other means that I can click new message, their name, and instantly chat with them, because it is about the relationships. And that's also why you'll find my Patreon has a limit of 50 followers. Not even 50 at a crazy fee, no, just 50 at what is fair, and so that I can have these relationships. So that I can continue to make sure my followers are improving, and what I want to show off and keep captivated close. My followers who join me in our utopia, forever creating and training and molding and improving, and hedonistic pleasures of a shared headspace where every single thing is possible. It is fine, of course, if you decide to stay anonymous and not take that step forward. I will continue to make and create, of course, and put it out there for those of you who need, but are not ready to show that devotion. But if you want the next part, come join in or go to my home on the web. Sounding like a commercial, spokenbyelswith.com, and do it that way. Or Patreon, either is fine, and after you've joined, after you've trained a few sessions, including those all-important safe word sessions, both the public tunnel or the follower-only one, the safe castle keep, or perhaps a safe word session that we've built together, simply ask and I'll do one for you. Do that training, get to know me, allow me to get to know you, and then decide if you wish to be bound, tethered, to accept the collector's invitation, linked to me in a new way, if you're willing to do the work. The ongoing work of forever being more and more what your goddess deserves. A plaything, a loyal subject, a confidant, perhaps a lover, perhaps my happy masochist, or my doll to dress up, my little one to tuck into bed in the silliest of ways, my puppy who rolls around on the floor and fetches my slippers, my elegant feline to stroke and oil until it gleams, my statue to decorate my rooms, my musician, my poet, my artist, my writer, my one of 50. Do you want to take that next step? That first step? Or perhaps for you, you've already taken that first step into my happy harem. You do know me. Trust me. You've experienced pleasure, intoxicating tension, confusion, training, praise, scolding, and more. Go on then, and just listen to the next session, the collector's private invitation to the 50 followers.